to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Mankos.
And welcome back to the Coach and Mankos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head. And, you know, this is always my favorite part of the show, and I know it's Melissa's now, too, even though she likes to do fitness first. Santa Claus.
Santa's here.
He's showing up already.
All for you, Adriana.
All for you, Adriana. But anyway, it's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young lady just signed a college scholarship or national intent letter to play softball at the university, Charleston Southern University. I'm getting distracted. We got Santa Claus in here. So Adriana Garrett from Richmond Hills signed with Charleston Southern to play softball. Now, here are this. This is unbelievable. Here are the stats that this young lady put up this year as a senior. She hit 394, three home runs, 24 RBIs, a 955 fielding percentage. She was all region, all state as a junior and senior. Just simply phenomenal. It's just a great story. And, you know, we hear about, Amanzi Numezi signed for Georgia at Georgia. But, you know, there are other schools. There are other kids out there signing, and it's just something special. And she plays center field. She's been doing it her whole career. She can't wait to play a little college softball. Joining us now live in the ESPN Savannah Mall studio is Adriana Garrett. Adriana, it's all yours with the Mankos.
I am so excited to have Adriana on our show, Carl, because I've known Adriana since she was a wee little softball player. And to see her not only matriculate from high school to college and playing softball and getting a scholarship, it warms my heart. I feel old, Adriana, but it's okay because I gave Adriana some softball lessons when she was getting going, and she's just taken and run from there. Adriana, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, talk a little bit about your senior year of softball and just what a great year you've had.
I guess senior year started, it was difficult. We had a lot of trouble, like family-wise, but I think it just made me better.
Made you stronger mentally.
Yeah.
What got you involved in softball? What was it about softball that you said, this is a sport that I want to play?
My mom taught at Savannah Christian, and she would make me play with all of her girls, and it was just fun, interesting.
And you've tried all the positions, too. Now you're a center fielder. I know you pitched outfield, first base, everywhere. What was it about the outfield that you said, this is where I'm home?
Well, I was at a camp at Coastal Georgia, and I got hit in the mouth and lost my teeth. So I didn't want to get hit in the mouth again. So I like the outfield the best.
One of the cool things about softball is I know you from softball lessons. I know you from travel ball, from high school ball. So much more goes into it than just getting out on the diamond with your high school softball team. Talk about all the hard work and dedication that you've put in over the years to get to where you are right now.
When I started it with you, I guess you were the first person who switched me around to the left side because I was faster.
Yes.
Then. And just from there, going to different batting instructors throughout the years made it better. Going to each and every camp, each travel ball team that I had, just made me better.
Have you had a chance to look back and reflect on your 4 years at Richmond Hill High School and all that you've accomplished?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nope.
When you said I switched you around to be a left-handed hitter, were you, I guess we've never really talked about this, but I saw in you something that I saw from a lot of girls that I played college softball with. When, let me just let our listeners know, when Adriana says she switched to left-handed, in softball there's something called slap bunting, and when you are a speedy little thing like Adriana, and you go from the left side of the plate, it's quicker to first base, and Adriana was so fast that even though she could hit the ball out of the park from the right side, I saw that going from the left side, she would just be a special player. And slap bunters in softball are a rare commodity, and she was just so good at it. And so I switched her around to left side, and she just really blossomed from there, which is really, really cool. And now looking at her going to college and everything, it's awesome to see. What was it about Charleston Southern that you said, this is where I want to go to school?
It's just like where I live now. Yeah. Whenever my papa got cancer again, like, I guess from where I wanted to go, just changed so much. And if anything were to happen, I'm close enough to home to get home.
And Adriana, I know your family very, very well. You have a close-knit family. How important is family to you and in your decision-making to go to Charleston Southern? And just for life in general, how important was that family support?
Well, that's all I could ask for.
And your mom is here with us today. I love your mom. She is amazing. You said she was really your inspiration behind starting softball. What does your mom mean to you? And I, you know, sometimes it takes us a while as kids to appreciate our parents, but you and your mom have that special bond. What has that done for you?
I can't even describe what my mom means to me. She's just like me, so there are days that we go at it and stuff like that, but I wouldn't trade my mom for the world.
And Charleston Southern, academics first, of course. Talk a little bit about how you manage the time between your studies and sports.
Well, I guess, like before games, I would tell my coach if I have something to do for maybe math, because I'm not the best at math, I would go to an outside tutor and then go to, well, we wouldn't have to be at the field till 4:30, and it would end at 4 and stuff like that. So I would go to do whatever I had to do for school before sports.
Student athlete. I know Coach Angie Hummeldorf. I've known her for a while now, too. When I told her I wanted to make you our athlete of the week, she was so excited because she's been with you for a while now. What does it mean for you to have that support also from your teammates? Because you can't be as successful as you are without having some support from your teammates and having them maybe push you a little bit.
Well, I don't know. My coach, yeah, she played a big part. I mean, me and her didn't get along last year very well, but this year it was totally different, and she was like another mom.
Yeah, sometimes we don't get along with our coaches when we're younger, and then we learn to appreciate them after all is said and done. I know you were a lot like me, batting practice, hitting practice, travel ball. Talk about your schedule. Last weekend, I know you were out of town. We wanted to bring you on last weekend, but it's a pretty packed schedule.
Yeah, well, if I had to say, like, the past summers, every weekend was softball. I didn't have anything else to do but softball. That's all that I've done for the past 15 years was softball, every single weekend. I mean, I love it and all that, but last weekend, yeah, that was cool. I got to play in the All-State game. I think that's the first weekend that I played since the season ended. But from the practices and all of that stuff, that's all I do is softball.
A lot of people would say, are you burnt out? But I know for me, I never burnt out of sports because of that passion and that love for it. Many people criticize how some people are just one sport oriented. But I know with you, in order to do what you do, you've got to love it.
Yeah, I do. I just don't like to travel. I like the game, but I hate to travel.
Yeah, I'm not a travel person either. I don't like getting on planes. Let's talk a little bit about what you expect when you go to Charleston Southern next fall. Obviously, playing softball in Georgia, we play in the fall. You will have a fall ball, and then you'll play in the spring. What are you expecting out of that kind of experience?
I don't know. I've never played when it's that cold.
It's that cold here. That's funny. What does your coach say to you? Are you going to start right away? You got to earn a spot? Going to play center field?
He says that I should start as a freshman. He's really nice. I do like him a lot. Like, he's probably one of the nicest coaches I've ever had.
And now you're only 2 hours away in Charleston, so that's pretty cool. I anticipate that your family is going to come and watch you and keep tabs on you. I want to get a little bit into that academic side of things. What do you want to do when you grow up, I guess? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I was looking at, like, real estate or home design, or that I want to work with children with special needs.
Children must be a special education teacher.
Yeah.
Be a teacher like your mom.
I don't know about that.
That's some big shoes to fill, Adriana. I'm really excited for you to go to Charleston Southern. We can't wait to follow your career and can't wait to see where you go with it. Is there anything in your future in terms of softball that you're expecting at Charleston Southern that might be different from high school? Maybe, you know, lifting more weights, just being more focused on that collegiate level of softball?
It's going to be tougher. I'd rather play a harder competition than, because high school is just, I don't know.
It'll be more like travel ball.
I hope so.
What in terms of being recruited? I'm sure you were recruited by a bunch of coaches, but what was that process like for you?
Stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful. No, everything else, it was really far away, and I just didn't want to go that far. When my papa got cancer, I just didn't see a point of even looking at anything like that anymore.
It made you realize how close you were with your family and appreciate it a little bit more. Relief that you signed that letter of intent?
It hadn't hit me yet. I don't know.
when it hits you, you're going to be able to reflect on it and see everything that you've accomplished. And it's an amazing feeling, and you'll know when it hits you. But as for now, you're finishing out your senior year. What are you doing to prepare for college in terms of academics and athletics? Working out or taking a little bit of a break?
Well, when softball season started, I was going to a personal trainer, and I stopped because I was always really sore. So I would stop that, and I actually told my mom that I was going to start running this week because I know they run a lot.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I don't like to run.
You can run with me. I don't run. I jog. Come do the bridge with me December 4th. I think it's December 4th or December 2nd. The bridge. Come do the bridge run December 2nd.
Okay.
All right. We got a commitment from Adriana. Woo! I'm going to make her sign on it. All right. Carl's got your Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week plaque. We're going to take some pictures. Adriana, it has been a pleasure to have you on the Coach and Makos. And like I said, I'm so excited for you and can't wait to see what you do at the next level with softball.
And like I said earlier, I mean, this was all about, and, you know, listening to Melissa get excited about a former player that she coached. That's what it's all about. Seeing these young kids grow up and get to the next level and hopefully big time, like some of the kids I've coached have gotten to the big time. It's just something special. And that's why for this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week from Richmond Hill High School is Adriana Garrett. Thanks for coming on, and the best of luck. And it's close that we can keep in touch with you.
Thank you.
So we might get you back on and ask you how your first year was.
Yes, we're going to bring her back on, even if it's over the phone. I'm so glad I got to see you after all this time. Been following your career. I'm excited for Adriana.
Great job. Adriana Garrett just signed to play at Charleston Southern Friday night. She's from Richmond Hill High School, and we got to thank the man who has sponsored this award since the first day that I started on air doing radio, Dr. Bart Wetherington. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can, Melissa.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, we're waiting for Charlie Kane to come in, but Melissa and I, well, we always have something to talk about. We'll fill in. We'll probably talk Georgia Bulldog football,
Yes. Maybe
a little more high school football. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all live on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.